Hello, everyone. This is episode 249 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And boy, the intro music sounds really loud.
It's loud.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can bring it down a little bit. All right. Hey, everybody. We're just happy that you're with us. This intro music is really loud. I'll try to fix it in the post. But at any rate, we're talking about faith in Jesus.
Yes.
And the music is still just driving me crazy. Okay, the intro is over. Very good. Maybe you guys won't hear all of this by the time you hear the podcast, but right now it's just like, wow, it was really
right,
loud.
Right.
So we're talking about faith, and I wanted to title this episode Defining Faith. I mean, Hebrews 11:1 gives us just an amazing description of faith. The King James Version says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So we know that the word faith in the Greek, I think I've given this definition before, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, is the word that means trust. It means confidence. It means belief. It's just a very reliable feeling, a very reliable sense that we have about things when we have faith in something. But it's just one of those words that I just thought we'd spend a few episodes discussing, because it's just so, it's used so much in Christendom, and it's
right. It's
one of those churchiosity words that people kick around, but
yeah.
I don't know that any of us really ever understands it fully
right. Or
gets what the Lord wants us to get.
Right, yeah.
So, what do you think?
I've had moments where I felt so strongly about something that I knew it was going to happen. It was like I wasn't making it up. I wasn't, you know, listening to anybody else. It was just like the confidence, the assurance that that was going to happen. And it did. You know, I just feel like there are moments when God speaks to you, when you feel the presence of God. Like just, that's the one thing I was thinking about. Like when you just feel his presence on you, you're convinced that he was, you know, that was the Spirit of God working on you, right?
Right, right.
So you have those moments, but you're right. There are people, and they're, you know, that take that faith thing and just take it really too far, and it really does a detriment to Christians,
yeah,
to other Christians, because you're trying to tell them that this, and then it doesn't happen, and then they say, "Well, I thought your God was this, that, and the other."
Right.
So yeah, we have to be really careful.
And
with that.
And I've described that in my humble opinion as pretty much people having faith in faith.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's really biblical faith, to desire something and then believe for it without even knowing if it's God's will.
Yeah.
You know, faith has to be based on facts. It has to be based on God's word.
Well, like you said last week, though, evidence. What is
yeah.
the evidence that God said that to you, or that God had promised he was going to do that, or whatever? So
right. I mean, because that's the key, I believe. I believe it's agreeing with what God already has said in his word. Because John writes in John 5, verse 14, he says, "And this is the confidence." And faith is a part of confidence.
Matter of fact,
if you look at the definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1, it says, so faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that word substance there in the original language means confidence or being sure. Mm-hmm. So faith is the assurance. Mm-hmm. It's the confidence. It's what gives us, you know, just that I can't think of another word without
just,
using that.
Yeah,
yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
It gives us the certainty, we can say.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that what we're believing
is going to happen.
Is going to happen.
Yeah.
But John is elaborating a little more on that definition, and he's given us a little more, in my humble opinion, information about what that confidence actually looks like in real life. How do we walk that out? And here's what he says. "And this is the confidence that we have in him."
Yeah.
And then he goes on to define that. He goes on to describe, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything
according to his word,
according to his will,
yeah, his will,
he hears us. I'm reading from the King James Version. Okay. So let's just pause right there. Faith is confidence, you know, and when we look at the word assurance, we've defined that word as the word for substance in the original language, in the Koine Greek. So the author of the Hebrews is saying that faith is the confidence or substance. It's the assurance
yes.
of something. And right. so John says, all right, here's where that assurance comes from. That assurance comes from asking according to his will. Mm-hmm. Not as James says, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss, which I'm defining as asking for things, for stuff that are not according to his will.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we ask not according to his will, we're not going to get it. God's not going to violate his will
right.
to accommodate our so-called faith.
Right.
It has to be what God wants. So we have to learn how to agree with God.
Right.
That's the substance. That's how what do you think about?
Yeah, and that's the word.
Yeah.
You know, we have the confidence when we know what the word says about something.
Right.
I think that's what God, you know, that's how it goes. You know, you just have that, you know, if it's in the word, and then, well, you know what, let me back up on that, because some people will say it's in the word,
mm-hmm.
but
they'll misinterpret the word. Misrepresent the word. They'll think that the word is saying one thing,
right,
when actuality it's not, you know, really saying that.
Yeah.
So there are so many scriptures that we get wrong as a body. So, but I know there are scriptures that does sound like it's in the word. Like, you know, in Psalms when he says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or mm-hmm. see begging bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we see poor people in poverty and homelessness all the time.
And I've thought about that too. And I thought though, we may see, maybe we're still not believing though. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor see begging bread. So that's God. That's what God says. But us, it takes us to believe what he wrote. You know, it takes
right.
us to believe what he says. So if we don't believe what he says,
right.
then that confidence just goes, you know, awry, because it's not there in
it's,
you.
And it's not based on truth.
It's not based on truth.
It's not based on the truth of God's word.
Yeah.
And I think that truth is really what validates our faith.
But I don't want to try to find anything to that is not in the word, that doesn't
right.
give me that confidence
right.
from the word that I don't want to get so caught up on
these new waves, these new fads of just naming and claiming something, believing it and seizing it, and just because we say it, it's going to come true, and we have faith. I think there has to be a difference. But
too, we have to be careful to dismiss it too, because sometimes people are just more boisterous, and they're more into the seeing God do this, that, and the other. And so when you're in a congregation together or whatever, you know, that may be foreign to some people who are not used to worshiping that way or calling on the Lord in that way. So then we'll say, oh, that wasn't God. That was too much flesh. But there, God is an active God, though. He
right.
when he touches us, we move. We pray, praise him, you know. So it's a fine line. We got to make sure
line.
We're not
right.
Xing out one thing because we don't like the way that person worships. And it's not really from God.
Well, I don't, yes. But I don't know that we're saying that we don't like the way the person worships or believes. We're saying, does it line up with what the word says?
Right.
And the word is very clear. He says that we ask anything according to his will, he
yeah.
hears us.
Yeah.
And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we will have the
mm-hmm.
petitions
mm-hmm.
that we have desired of him. So right. that to me says, if we ask improperly, we're not going to get it,
right.
according to James, who
right.
says you have not because you ask amiss.
Yeah.
This is saying if we ask properly according to his will, then we're actually agreeing with what he already wants to do. Exactly. It's a no-brainer. Exactly. God's going to do what he wants to do. There's, you know, Job says nothing that you do can be withheld, you know, or thwarted, stopped or thwarted. Right.
I guess
I'm trying to find a way to separate Christian superstition or Christian.
And I know as a preacher, as a pastor, you have to do that because you have to be able to answer, you know, the questions about things like that. That's what pastors are for, you know, being able to break it down and give us the sense of the word if we don't understand it. I know, but still, I think, you know, we just have to be careful when we say that's not God, you know.
Well, maybe not say, I try not, and I agree with that 100%. I try not to say things are not God.
Mm-hmm.
What I try to say is that I cannot find that
that's good
supported in the Word.
Yes.
I don't see scriptural evidence or support of that particular belief or practice in the Word.
Right.
And that way I'm not denying that person or I'm not calling them a liar or trying to undermine what they're saying. I'm saying I don't see that.
Right.
And so as being a good Berean, which we all should be, according to Acts 17:11, we should search the scriptures and see if those things are so. Yes. That's our personal biblical responsibility.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. I agree.
So Lord, we just ask you to help us to be better students of your word.
Yes.
Rightly divide your word, Lord, as you say in 2 Timothy 2:15. Help us to be better at that. Help us to be committed to that. And bless us in our efforts to study your word and learn your word and most importantly, practice your word. We give you the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.